Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Out of Massachusetts, ahead of tonight's continuation of a public hearing for Fulcrum Enterprises' proposal to grow cannabis and manufacturer-related products on Van Dusenville Road, town announced that Fulcrum has requested that its application for a special permit be withdrawn without prejudice. More details at theBerkshireEdge.com. Amanda J. Chase, 67, of Cornwall, passed peacefully, surrounded by her daughters on January 10th in Torrington. Amanda retired in 2014 from the A. Gallo Company after 25 years of service. She's survived by her daughters Stephanie Chase of Canaan, Connecticut, Allison Chase of Dover Plains, New York, her mother Dorothy Cass of Cornwall, siblings Suzanne of Brooklyn and Jane of Cornwall, Kenneth Cass of Cornwall, Connecticut, Fred of Gaylordsville, Connecticut, and Brian of Gaylordsville. Calling hours will take place from 4 till 7 p.m. tonight with a 7 p.m. service at the Lillis Funeral Home, 58 Bridge Street, New Milford. Burial will take place in Morningside Cemetery in Gaylordsville in the spring. In memory, donations could be made to the American Cancer Society or the Little Guild. Kent townspeople will see the draft of a five-year capital plan during the annual town meeting on Thursday without any adjustments from the Board of Finance. The Finance Board declined to make any changes to the document during a special meeting. However, Chairman Mark Sebatek indicated he was not happy with the $1.4 million earmarked for the fifth year of the plan. The Board of Selectmen decided to remove $200,000 from the amount requested by the Kent Volunteer Fire Department because paperwork came in after the deadline. The capital plan will be presented during that annual town meeting on Thursday at 7. Residents will be asked to comment on it. Voting on the plan will not take place until May at the budget town meeting. The Region 1 Board of Education Budget Subcommittee meeting will be held today at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Central Office Conference Room to discuss the 2020-21 proposed budget and then adjourn. In Sharon, the Inland Wetlands Commission is meeting tonight. That is at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Also tonight in Falls Village, it's the Board of Finance and Selectmen. They have their meeting at Town Hall. That is beginning at 6:30. A public hearing on boarding houses before the regular Planning and Zoning Commission will be held in North Canaan tonight at 7 p.m., and then the Planning and Zoning Committee meeting will be held immediately following that meeting. The Conservation Commission in Sheffield has a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at the first floor meeting room. Also in Kent tonight, the Historic District Commission has their regular meeting. That is set for 7 p.m., at Kent Town Hall. On Tuesday in Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting set for 3 o'clock at Sharon Town Hall. In Cornwall on Tuesday, the West Cornwall Wastewater Committee meets at Town Hall at 5 p.m. A public hearing on a restaurant permit at the library at 7 p.m. Planning and Zoning Commission meets at the library at 7, and the Housatonic River Commission meets at Cornwall Consolidated School at 7:30. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting Tuesday at 6:30 at Town Hall, and the Zoning Board of Appeals has their regular meeting Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Coming up on Wednesday in Cornwall, the Board of Education meets at the Cornwall Consolidated School Library at 4:15. Also on Wednesday, you have the Transfer Station Building Committee meeting at 5:30. The Conservation Commission in Sharon meets at 6:30, and the Transfer Station Advisory Committee meets at 6:30. On Thursday, the Region 1 Board of Education has their Communication Subcommittee meeting at 9 a.m. in the Central Office Conference Room. Also coming up on Thursday in Cornwall, the Board of Finance meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Town Board meeting in Pine Plains is also taking place at 7 p.m. on January 16th. Town Board meeting in Ancrum, New York is happening on the 16th at 7 p.m. The annual town meeting in Kent is happening at the Kent Town Hall on January 16th at 7 p.m. to consider and act upon
the town report and audited financial statements, to authorize the Board of Selectmen and Town Treasurer to borrow from time to time, and to appoint the Kent Park and Recreation Committee and present the five-year capital plan. On Thursday in North Canaan, the Recreation Committee meeting at 7 o'clock at North Canaan Town Hall. In Pine Plains, their next meeting is Thursday. That meeting is set for 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Patrons and visitors to the Kent Memorial Library in the new year should be aware the Main Street Library is temporarily closed for renovations for 1 month, but a temporary location is up and running on the Kent Green. Street location will be closed for the work, and temporary library location will be open at 19 and 23 Kent Green Boulevard for a few weeks. Leonard Morales on piano on January 17th, the Hotchkiss School at the Esther Eastman Music Center. It is free and open to the public. The Movie House's second screening of 1,000 Pieces of Gold that was originally scheduled for Saturday the 18th has been rescheduled. It will now take place on Saturday, January 25th, still at 7 p.m. After the film, both days, celebrated filmmaker and screenwriter Ann Makepeace will conduct an audience Q&A. D.M. Hunt Library, 63 Main Street, is hosting a reception with refreshments on January 18th from 4 till 6 p.m. for a walkthrough, an exhibition of paintings and drawings by Rena Fine Art. That'll be on display through February the 8th. The Cornwall Library's Winter Film Series presents Duck Soup on the 18th. The 1933 Marx Brothers classic of wacky slapstick comedy will be shown at 4 p.m. Suggested donation, $5 per person. The Immunity Fire Company sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday the 19th, 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. The menu consists of pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs and egg-style hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. Meanwhile, the Interlaken Inn fundraising brunch kicks off with the benefiting of the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Galapagos Islands trip. It'll be held at the Interlaken and coming up on Sunday the 19th from 11 till 1. The staff at Housatonic Valley Regional High School will receive a 40% discount. Adults, $19.95. Children, 10 and under, $10. Children under 4, free. This is terrific food and a chance to meet the Chef Dare and Chef Jim and support a wonderful cause. The American Mural Project is hosting an open mill event on Sunday, the 19th, to view the current mural installation progress. Two tours are offered at 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. The tours last about 45 minutes each. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 28,823.77, the NASDAQ at 9178.86, and the S&P 500 at 3265.35. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.